Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We're now into the second hour here today, and I want to open the phones up again for first-time callers. We'll do that at the start of the next segment to talk about Obamacare. Is your small business getting an exemption from Obamacare when thousands of major corporations are? Do you like the fact that the Republican leadership led by John Boehner, Mr. Boehner, a boner by any other name is still a boner. I mean, I'm sorry, his name is Boehner. Nothing against the name Boehner. Be proud of his German name. The fact is, it's not Boehner. He made a big deal about making it Boehner, from Boehner to Boehner, Boehner to Boehner, and I'm just done with him. I'm done with him. He's like, oh, we fixed it so small businesses could get a little bit bigger choice in the exchange program. No, no, no. And then when Drudge dared talk about it, Team Boehner to Drudge, we didn't expand Obamacare, we repealed a piece of it. Hours after the Drudge Report suggested on Sunday the Republicans expanded Obamacare, and the headline for the site, lead story, an alert from the office of House Speaker John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, countered that they had actually chipped away another piece of the law that you guys have not repealed yet. Now the House has voted to repeal it. Put the pressure on the Senate. Get those Democrats and Republicans out of the Senate who won't repeal it. Repeal it! It's unpopular, it's illegal, it's criminal, repeal it. We do not want you to polish this globalist dropping, period. The recent change eliminated a cap on deductibles for small group policies offered inside Law's healthcare exchange as well as outside, the AP explained. Successfully repealing Obamacare provision is just one part of Republicans' larger effort to repeal the law and replace it with better solutions, focusing on lowering health care costs for families and small businesses. The Republican leadership helped write this with Ezekiel Emanuel and the Democrats 15 years ago on record. Just like it was a bipartisan, Ken Lay, George W. Bush, Al Gore, corporate meetings, screw job with the big energy companies, and Schwarzenegger was in on those meetings as well, to create carbon taxes and carbon credits. That screw job, they gave the political class, Republicans and Democrats, the Democrats are the main honchos, stock in the Chicago and London mercantiles, where you will literally pay the pig class of degenerate, filthy Republican and Democratic leaders your money when you do any human activity. From buying wood, to buying kerosene, to buying gasoline, to buying oil, to buying plastic, and tracking and surveilling everything in the name of saving the earth, when these degenerate mobsters, scum-sucking, filthy maggot, just viperous scum. I mean, I do not have words to describe how larcenous and over the top it is, what criminal filth these people are, and you got to hand it to them, though. These scams are galactic in size, and they're getting away with it because of the complexity. The average man watches SportsCenter all day and thinks they're so impressive and so cool that they know everything about their favorite sport or sports, about NHL, about NFL, about Major League Baseball, about basketball, about all of it, on and on and on, everything, what the player's favorite colors are, what their favorite food is. Hey, moron, you're supposed to use that brain and all those factoids to figure out how the world works, to be successful, to not be a slave. It's not that you're stupid. It's that you were raised on your granddaddy's knee, who was probably a nice person, thinking Americana was taking you out to the ballpark. And you know what? As the world got more and more corrupt, I totally get going out of the ballpark. But the fact is, it's sick now. It's sick. It's disgusting. They want you playing games like children and watching games, even worse. Playing them's great. Instead of in the arena in a real eugenics, World War III, New World Order, sci-fi, Blade Runner, hardcore genetic engineering, overwrite, science fiction extravaganza. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Steve Shank. The St. Patrick's Day earthquake could be the forerunner to the Big One. Still got fires in the West, still got winter in the East. Now the flooding has started in the Midwest with a vengeance. Millions of you have heard me tell you that every expert survivalist knows preparation is his most important skill. When you're surprised by a storm, a quake, a flood, it's too late. What you've got is all you're going to get, and it's usually not enough for 93% of Americans. Here's some help. Please go to fearlessusa.com and download my free emergency survival guide. With each emergency checklist, you'll see the problems you may never have imagined and the solution. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for Steve Shank's free emergency survival guide. This is good stuff you absolutely need to know. Go to fearlessusa.com on the web or call 855-918-3663 for your free emergency survival guide.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Of the game is control by the corporate governing ruling class. They want to be able to make all the decisions for you, tell you where to live, tell you what to eat, how to live your lives, whose products to buy. That's what Obamacare is about, is shutting down their competition, shutting down companies that aren't affiliated with the globalist. The major unions are exempt. Multi-thousand major companies like McDonald's, Subway, and others were given exemptions last year to the Obamacare Act. They wrote the loopholes to where they can keep their employees for 40 hours, but you have to cut them to 30 hours or less, or it kicks in and you have to pay for the Obamacare, which many businesses just can't do, especially now as making you buy a product is making the price go up. So I've asked Leanne McAdoo to go out for the nightly news tonight and to go to the corner of South Lamar, right where it hits Barton Springs, and you can point right across the street to a McDonald's that was given health care waivers and to a Texas-based hamburger company that was not given waivers, P. Terry's. And there's the example. Now, what does that do? It allows them to pass on the savings they have with the Monsanto, Bill Gates-controlled McDonald's into the cost of their food so that it's a lot less expensive, so that people will choose to eat there and not at P. Terry's, even though P. Terry's is edible compared to McDonald's, where literally, as Super Size Me shows, the food does not rot and basically lives in your colon. And they literally have federal regulations written where they can have ingredients that are in plastic, that are in silicone in the chicken McNuggets. Just like Subway has plastic in their bread. They claim they're going to take it out, but we haven't seen that happen yet. This shows who these corporations are. That's what Obamacare is all about. Why do you think the big associations were for Obamacare? Why do you think the Republican leadership helped write it? Because it's written as a way to shut down all their competition. But they say a picture tells a thousand words. What does video do? With Leanne McAdoo out there, illustrating, here I am at P. Terry's, which did not get an Obamacare waiver. You can look up the list of Obamacare waivers online. It's over 3,000 last time I checked. 3,000 companies. Now the unions have gotten them. That's tens of millions of people. Obamacare exempted 1,200 plus groups, including Congress. And that article asks, did they? And then they spin it. Well, they've got to opt into another group. They play all these games like it's not illegal when Congress has insider trading, like I talked about last hour, because we say so. It's not illegal when the NSA spies on you, even though it's on record, it's illegal. And speaking of that, I want to go to Judge Andrew Napolitano's piece he did from last Friday and air that in a moment. But before I do that, I want to get your take on this, because this is the real form of discrimination. It's not, oh, I think somebody didn't serve me quick because I'm black, or I think somebody didn't serve me quick because I'm white, or you're not for open borders, so you're racist. The very same globalist interest that won open borders, that gave us NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA and all the rest of the stuff, the same Jeb Bush now wants open borders because it's good for the globalist, not good for us. What about the real discrimination of us having to pay trillions in banker bailouts to banks that created fraudulent derivatives? And they now say that's our debt, your debt, my debt, your children's debt. That's the total discrimination. The discrimination of Obamacare. The discrimination of government. You try to spy on government, you go to prison for espionage. But they spy on you illegally, and oh, it's okay. We're the government. We're here to help you. This is a fraud. This is a scam. And quite frankly, Congress has a 6% approval rating. More and more of Hollywood is speaking out and going public. Liberal darling Rob Lowe has gone public saying, I want government out of almost every area of my life. People are waking up and saying no. We've just got to have the courage to tell it like it is. We've just got to have the courage to speak out now and give other people political cover so they can speak out, so the system can't persecute and can't prosecute and can't chill and can't hurt and can't demonize all of us. We all start going public. We all start speaking out. We all start doing the right thing. We all stop being intimidated. And the whole system of tyranny will come down like a house of cards. Some people say, yeah, but then that might bring down the whole system itself. The globalists have codified their system of tyranny in Agenda 21 so that when they implode things, they rationalize that as a political system of domestication and dependency. Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21. This is a real strategy, and you can see it taking place, so we don't have a choice. We're cornered. They're turning off our life support. They're shutting down our society. They want to have a game of chicken. Let's have it. Because they've got a score to settle with America. The globalists hate this country more than they hate anybody else. They want to have their way with us. That's the main goal, is running our lives. I mean, what's wrong with this headline? Look at this headline. Students fed up with Michelle Obama's school lunch overhaul. Menu item. Snapshots spell out why. And we'll show you some of those snapshots from the Blaze. And it goes through the fact that a million public school students said no way to their cafeteria menus after Michelle Obama's anti-obesity campaign led to anger and frustration over food that apparently many American kids didn't want. But for those without other options, all that's left is the power of social media and cell phone cameras when they simply can't take another bite. Folks, this is worse than prison food, and school food's never been perfect, but this is worse than prison food. Because the parents put up with it, ladies and gentlemen. The parents put up with it. When I was a child, it was pretty good school lunch in public school. When my mother was a child, it was like a nice restaurant. The chicken fried steaks, the fish. Because the parents locally ran the school, they paid for it, and it was high quality. You let government get involved, you let the federal government get involved, it has gotten worse and worse until now. School lunch food is literally hell on earth. My children are homeschooled, but they went to a homeschool academy a few years ago. Very nice school, nice people, 3 days a week. And they brought me the literature home, and I went to the school, and I saw what was at lunch if you didn't pack a lunch, which we did. And it was Michelle Obama every week lecturing them on what to eat in handouts, because the school was accredited. To be accredited, you have to have this. And it was saying, what is healthy? Lunchables. A bunch of MSG-laden dead meat. And other crud. And GMO. See, it's not, it's have low calories, eat GMO, have aspartame. It's not don't eat poison. It's, oh, we're all sick because we have too many calories. And it's literally worse than the food that I've seen in documentaries in maximum security prisons. Prisons actually have pretty good food in a lot of cases. Your children are fed worse than what prisoners are because the same companies that run the prison food a lot of times run the school programs, and prisoners will riot over food. Kids won't. And so it goes down, down, down in quality, but if you're not for it, you're racist because Michelle Obama, what's wrong with the picture of not just having the federal government run the food, but to have a woman lecturing and telling kids what they're going to eat, not the parents, and now in Colorado, Texas, Illinois, New York State, Florida, we have confirmed mainstream reports where you are not allowed to pack your child a school lunch. And the arguments are there might be peanuts in it and it kills everybody. Since when is everybody dying for peanuts? Since we eat GMO and develop other autoimmune disorders. They've always got an excuse, ladies and gentlemen. They've always got a reason that we live in a bubble. Everything is a prison. Everything is getting us into cages like chickens or something in a factory farm. That's the whole goal of this system. Feds order school to ban packed lunches without doctor's note. We live in a country where the federal government is going to say what you're going to eat, who you're going to buy it from. Which is another insider giant scam. It ties into the Obamacare. It ties into all of it, ladies and gentlemen, where they tell your doctor what care they can give via a computer. And if your doctor doesn't follow what that computer says, they come in with a SWAT team and arrest them. All over the country, folks. My dad was in healthcare management. He retired early. He had another 5 years, 10 years left, hitting the top of his profession. And he just said, I can't do this anymore. And it's phased out 95%. Works one day a week in it now and is tying up loose ends and battling the legislature just because it's the right thing to do, not even being paid to do it. He's testifying in the legislature in like a week. The whole point is this is the type of stuff, ladies and gentlemen, that is going on, okay? And it's designed to make the doctors quit and leave. It's designed to wreck the quality of care. These are criminals, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, shock claim. Al Sharpton was an FBI mole rat. The smoking gun. Of course he was. You're not allowed to call for the murder of people and the killing of people and riots and everything if you're not. Of course he was tied in, Al Sharpton, to the FBI and the mafia. I mean, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Anyone who gets away with calling for violence is an FBI informant, bare minimum. We'll cover that report after I take your calls. I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. 800-259-9231. All I ask is, in this first hour when we take your calls, first-time caller, we'll have open phones the next hour after the guest is on for 30 minutes. But I really want to hear from you on this subject of Obamacare, of the scam job, and about the government running what our kids eat. I mean, this is literally, even in the old Soviet Union, the central government didn't tell people what to eat in far-flung cities for their school lunches. I mean, this is total control, ladies and gentlemen. No one would put up with this. No one. would put up with the government telling you what to eat. The same government that puts aspartame in most of the food by regulations and authorizing it, all these hundreds of additives and the fluoride and the GMO and all the rest of it, who absolutely, we have the highest cancer rate in the world, folks, because the government is involved in our food. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Your phone calls are straight ahead.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit MyCreditCardKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. MyCreditCardKnife.com, MyCreditCardKnife.com. Go now.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence on what I believe will cause the next 9/11. I've just posted a video at www.next911exposed2.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this 9/11 event is scheduled to occur. Just like 9/11 had a lasting impact on our society, this event will reshape America. It will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere and destroy the way of life of millions of unprepared Americans. But it will also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Just visit www.next911exposed2.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.next911exposed2.com before it's too late.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
This is not America. We die for the system.
This song's got to be 30 years old.
We die for the system.
Oh, this is not America. Love some bells to bloom the season.
simply amazing that they now admit the death panels. They admit it all. Your calls are coming up right at the start of the next segment. I wanted to go to this Andrew Napolitano clip with the judge telling it like it is about the fact that the head of cybersecurity, who's been caught launching their own attacks as a false flag, Clapper, when he said, "We don't spy on you," now they admit they spy on you without warrants, 100% illegal, 100% evil, not to protect you from terrorists. The same criminals that run our government run Al-Qaeda worldwide on record, from fantastical when I first exposed it to now mainstream news. Let's go to this clip.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
Now, why do you say he was lying there?
Because the letter that he sent to Congress, to which you referred a few minutes ago, which was dated March 28th and released yesterday, admitted that they roam through the content of phone calls and the content of emails and the content of text messages without a warrant, in direct contradiction to what he said to that Senate committee. That was Senator Wyden interrogating. Senator Wyden knew that the answer was a lie at the time he gave it, because Senator Wyden had been briefed in secret and in private by Director Clapper and his staff. He gave Director Clapper an opportunity to change his testimony publicly in writing or under oath, and the director declined to do so. Yesterday, when that letter was released, he actually sent the letter last week, he either directly or inadvertently acknowledged that that testimony that you just ran was a lie. For that, he should be prosecuted. The government prosecuted Roger Clemens for allegedly lying about the contents of his urine before a House committee, and they're not going to prosecute this guy about allegedly lying over the most massive government-orchestrated violation of the Fourth Amendment in the history of the United States.
What are we supposed to do about this? I mean, we have known for years now that they troll our emails, that they troll our phone calls. They have apparently...
That's the issue. It is just criminally out in the open, getting away with whatever they want. And then you find out the government's involved in sex trafficking worldwide. Then you find out they're laundering almost all the drug money. The whole drug war is to shut down any competition that isn't paying the big guys. You find out our society is run by total criminals who want to end the family, who want to incarcerate half the population, basically. We already have the largest prison population in the world. Bigger than China. Bigger than China, Russia, and India combined, ladies and gentlemen. That's well over 2.5 billion people. There's 7.5 billion people in the world, and the United States has more people with 315 million in prison. Our nation's 315 million people. We have more people in prison than China, Russia, India, and a whole bunch of other countries combined. I've seen magazines break down the numbers. We have the largest prison population. We have the equivalent prison population of what you'd expect of a country that had 2.5 billion people in it. The United States is the world's leading jailer. Prisoners per 100,000. We're showing some numbers from 2008. It's actually much higher than that because a bunch of programs they don't categorize as prison. And all these work release programs and the rest of it, this is how they get your rights, is they criminalize everything while letting the big banks launder the money, while letting the big corporations commit any crimes they want, while letting Congress be exempt and insider trade, while they commit every crime you can imagine, and now the government's gearing up for physical war with the American people. In fact, I saw a mainstream news article today. It's here in one of my stacks. I don't see it in front of me right now. About how the United States is involved in the biggest arms race domestically ever, with every state and federal agency that can, arming to the teeth with armored vehicles, automatic weapons, training, and they're training to fight real Americans. If you know what America's supposed to be about, watchdog.org, under attack, depth of federal arms race should surprise, shock citizenry. There's the headline. Good job, guys, pulling it up so quick. We're going to come back and go right to your calls. Mike, Lewis, Jessica, Patrick, Adam, and many others. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
It is only fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
Alex Jones here back live. It is the globalists that have seized control for decades. Mainstream television, print media, and Hollywood. We, the people, are seizing control back. Just producing our own media with our own perspective with serious bias towards truth and liberty. And we have built it. They have come. And I would suggest to all of you out there, don't think you're going to be perfect out of the gates. I certainly am still not. Far from it. But start your own YouTube channel. Start your own access show. Start your own local radio show. Start your own web blog. Go to city council. Pick an issue. Speak about it. Get involved. Get in the process. Together we will defeat the tyranny. Thomas Jefferson said that all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Well, let's stop doing nothing. Let's take action. I want to go to your phone calls now ahead of some other important audio clips and video clips and news I want to break down here today. We're going to get into some very important information on the economic front, also with what's happening in the Middle East, as well as Ukraine, and some new information on good old Al Sharpton. The Smoking Gun is saying that he was really a informant against the mafia and against other groups for the FBI. I mean, Al Sharpton has always been a bloated, disgusting, pig-like, just wannabe tough guy, thug. I mean, the guy is a complete joke. He is a race pimp and just a complete fraud. And, again, I'm not demonizing somebody for being an informant against the mob. It's just so perfect that they're reporting this about him, because I'll guarantee you he was reporting on black people. I will guarantee you he wasn't allowed to pull the shenanigans he pulled and create the political diversions where he was acting like he was fighting the political establishment in New York without some serious backing. Because if I said the kind of things he said, I'd be in jail. I learned this a long time ago, and I said Hal Turner is an FBI informant. Bare minimum, came out in federal court, national security level clearance in an unnamed agency for the FBI. Did that stop them from putting him in jail for threatening federal judges and state judges? When they were ready to destroy him, they destroyed him. Because hackers got into his email and showed that he was an FBI informant trying to stir up riots in the country so they could demonize libertarians and people. Let me tell you something. If somebody attacks me every week on the radio and says I'm a Fed and says I need to be dealt with and stuff, and then also calls for violence against other people, you can guarantee they're a Fed, ladies and gentlemen. 100% Cass Sunstein style garbage. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex Jones, how are you?
I'm all right, brother. How may I serve you?
Well, I have a comment and I have a question for you. Okay. I guess the first comment, Obamacare, all the open lies. I mean, and this is for the people that are dumbed down, don't understand anything, don't want to take the time to look into anything. People are lied to openly, and they still just don't think, well, wait, you know, maybe there's something more to this. I try to talk to people, you know, to get them to look a little bit deeper, but nobody wants to take the time. And I got to be honest with you, these things that they're putting in our food and our water are working. And, wow, you know, how do you, it's very difficult to try to avoid these things nowadays, you know? We try to do so much, but in reality, I think it's the smaller percentage in the world that's going to be the savior.
Oh, I agree with you. And look, it's never been a majority that changes things for the side of good or evil. So we know that. We've got to be a vocal, animated minority that leads the rest of the sheep out of bondage. That's what's going to have to happen. I mean, look at Al Sharpton. Report. Reverend was wired, paid to snitch. Account of Sharpton's secret life is CI-17, based on hundreds of pages of confidential FBI affidavits and documents. Of course, most of these black leaders, including Jesse Jackson, it came out, were federal informants. And, of course, Jesse Jackson was there to lead Martin Luther King out on the balcony and then to put out the official story.
I had a question for you, if I could.
Go ahead.
Do you plan on doing this calendar? I think it's a great idea.
Oh, you'd like to see McAdoo in a bikini, huh?
I'd like to see my wife in a bikini on the calendar.
Well, listen, a lot of talk shows have put out calendars with women with guns, and I'm all for it. I'm not for putting one out with men on it. I'm just going to be honest. I'm discriminating here. I'm being sarcastic. The point is that it is a good idea. People have had the idea, but I'd like to do it with real women and then really shake up the feminists. Maybe not have them in bikinis or something, but maybe dressed up in dresses, you know, in the kitchen with the cherry pattern on the wallpaper, but with maybe a little black Scotty dog, you know, looking up at them lovingly, you know, holding, say, Barrett 50 cals. I think something tasteful within a little bit of Second Amendment lore and quotes about the Second Amendment on one side of it. How does that sound? Would everybody like to hang that calendar up?
Do it. Do it.
Only if my face isn't on it. We can put my face on McAdoo's body. How does that sound? That's pretty nice. A mustache.
You don't need a bikini to make the women sexy with guns, that's for sure.
That's right. That's right.
All right, you have a good day, sir.
All right, all right. No, it's a great idea to promote the Second Amendment. I got bigger fish to fry than chasing around, you know, the leads, putting the ads out, finding, you know, the women to do it. But, I mean, I've been to gun rallies and seen a lot of beautiful women, so I was dead serious the other day. They were having a Skype feed, and I said, those are some lovely ladies. That one right there could be in the calendar. You know, we have to actually get 12 women for this calendar. You know, and then I have to sit there and do the shoot and mess with it, and it would raise some money for the operation and would help promote the, you know, the Second Amendment. So I don't know. We got to get cracking on it if we are, and I've got a film to finish that's behind. I got the TV system to launch. I don't know if we're going to have a calendar this year. You know, maybe next year. Patrick in Oregon. Patrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. Hey, Alex, I just wanted to share my story real quick. I had a sports injury, and I was faced with the decision to either walk or have a surgery again. As it was off-season of my seasonal job, I decided to go ahead with the surgery. I had saved up a bunch of money, so I paid for all my CAT scans, x-rays, doctor visits, and cash. And anyway, so the day before the surgery, I go and I try to sign up. I don't actually try to sign up for Obamacare. They push it on me, and they're like, we'll pay for your surgery. We'll pay for your pre-existing everything that you paid for and everything in the future.
And who was they, the hospital?
The hospital that I went to, yeah. So up until the day of my surgery, I had paid for everything in cash.
I understand. So tell us what happened.
So anyway, I go through with the surgery, and in order to get the benefits of Obamacare, I had to give them all of my personal information, my Social Security number. They wanted to know what job I was going to have, when I was going to start, how much money I made, how much money I had in the bank.
I was about to say, because they're going to come after your wages later. It's actually in the legislation. They're going to claw the money back, just like in England. But now the government gets it instead of the corporations, and then they pass the money through to them. So I believe you were given a line of bull. Did you go to a city hospital?
I went to a private hospital.
All right, so how did this end?
So I went through with the surgery. That came out fine. I'm going to be capable of walking, which is wonderful. But that didn't really have any... That didn't anything to do with the Obamacare, though, because in order to get the benefits that I needed to have the surgery, the Obamacare was just like a layer.
No, I get it. Now they make you go through the federal government to get the charity care that was already there. I appreciate your call. Yeah, that's a big facet of it. Folks, most hospitals, even if they're private or charities, they're tax exempt. And they're supposed to give about a third or half, depending on their charter, of their care for free. And then corporations donate money and things to pay for prosthesis or stuff like that. Then if you are sick, then you can go get charity care. Obamacare begins to phase that out. But that's after they bankrupt the healthcare system. Then people think who are poor, they're getting free healthcare because of Obamacare when they would have already gotten it. And then one characteristic of it is it begins to phase out the actual free care you would have gotten. No more knee surgery, just here's a cane. Adam in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead, Adam.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely.
All right. My wife currently got on the affordable care joke. It works. I can tell you that. They actually do pay for things. But it did raise her premium. It doubled it.
But see, you're paying for it. That's what I'm saying. All it does is send you to select inside corporations who then jack up the price. It's kicked 10 million people off their health care. I mean, it's a total fraud.
Yeah, they canceled their old plan and we had to get on a new one through her employment.
And it's gone up. So would you have done this before if you had a choice?
Hell no.
but isn't it a great deal? I mean, Ellen DeGeneres says everyone, quote, loves it. It's a great success. We should all thank Obama. Would you like to thank Obama right now?
No, thank you.
So what are your other points on the subject?
Well, it raises your premium. She's got a $2,500 deductible that has to be met before the insurance is any good at all. So if you go to the doctor, you get the bill from the doctor. And then I actually have a question for you also after we're done with Obamacare here.
Okay.
Because I keep up with world events. I keep up with the stock market. I owned a gun shop. And that's not good. Hey, when I turned in my FFL, my federal firearms license, they took my 4473s, which I'm supposed to keep for 20 years, as you know. So if you think you haven't registered your gun, you have.
That's right. For those that don't know, the yellow forms, supposedly by law, are supposed to be kept on site but not given to the government. They've caught them over and over again. Most gun shops now have them digitally. It ends up going to the ATF. Describe what happened when you went in to get rid of your FFL, I guess, and shut down your gun shop. Describe what happened.
Well, actually, they came to my house.
So they came to your house, and the ATF took the forms?
They took the forms, my acquisitions, dispositions book, my FFL. They took pretty much everything, all the information on all the customers, everything.
I want you to start over. Tell us the general area you live in, what type of gun dealer you were, and explain the FFL and explain how big a deal this is, because what the ATF is doing is illegal, but they've been caught doing it over and over again. I mean, did you ask them at the time, hey, you're not supposed to do this?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, tell the story.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Well, I was a pawn shop here in Iowa. I'm in the central part of Iowa. Well, Pelham and Belle Plaine, Iowa. I mean, they're listening to my conversation anyway, so, you know, they know where I'm at. It was a little pawn shop down here that I accepted guns and then, you know, resold them. And then you write it down in the acquisitions and disposition book. When you acquire the gun, you write it down in the acquisitions part where you put it, where you acquired it from. In the dispositions, you write down where the gun went, okay, to the person it went to. Not only, now they took the acquisitions book and dispositions book, and they took the form 4473, okay, which I am supposed to keep for 20 years on site. For 20 years, I'm supposed to hold on to this form. Okay, and that didn't happen. They came to the house here when I called them and told them I was closing down, turning in my federal firearms license, that I was, excuse my language. They came and got the 4473s, my acquisitions and dispositions book, so they have all the records of everybody that I ever sold a gun to. And that is illegal. They're not supposed to do that.
That's right. The law says that they're never to save it or keep it. They're allowed to go in for specific investigations with warrants and check on the specific form by the alphabet in your files. And there have been major lawsuits. They've been caught doing it. There's been congressional investigations. And I've been told by other gun dealers, this has been in the news as well, they come in and threaten them and say, we're going to find some reason in a white glove inspection to basically indict you unless you just give us everybody's names. And unless you violate the law. And so that's a giant organized criminal conspiracy against the law, just like the NSA is, and against the people by this criminal government. And your testimony is very important. What we're going to do is we're going to take this clip from the show today and put it on the nightly news, you know, edit it down for time, and then add news articles about the ATF caught keeping the digital databases, caught using the databases. This has been a big scandal. And Larry Pratt may want to end up talking to you, but we need gun dealers to be more honest about this. Did you say something to them? I mean, you said you did. What did you say to them about, wait a minute, the law says I'm supposed to keep this. Describe that interaction.
I told them that I was supposed to hang on to it for 20 years for the tracking purposes of guns, where, you know, they contact me if the gun has gone missing or something like this or used in a crime. And he said, we will handle the tracking from now on. And that was pretty much the end of the conversation. He took the box. That was it right there. I told him that I was supposed to keep them for 20 years. Apparently, he disagreed with me.
Oh, you never know. They may come indict you later claiming you didn't keep the records. I mean, that's how criminal the ATF is. They will take somebody who bought an M4 at a store that's semi-auto, and then they will take the gun and mess with it and say they were able to fire it full auto and put you in jail. Doctors, lawyers, veterans, the better a person you are, the more they hate you. They have a total criminal instinct. I mean, they bombed Oklahoma City, for heaven's sakes. I mean, we know the ATF people that were involved. It's unbelievable.
And now they're doing everything digitally. So I had to convert over to digital to where the Form 4473 is now done online. So, and your acquisitions and dispositions is also done online. So when they do this, it's just automatically sent to them.
Yeah, the answer is get your guns in private sales, folks. People say, well, I have nothing to hide. They're coming for them. I mean, this is a larcenous group that conquered the country through crime. They've built organized crime armies of paramilitary who are training for all-out war with us. It's treason. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your testimony. Adam in Iowa. We'll get that video up. ATF criminally takes gun records. That's what they're doing. ATF is keeping illegal database of gun owners. Because it's on record they're doing that. You just, when you hear it from the person, it's amazing to realize the criminal nature of these people. We'll be right back.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Did you know Emergency Essentials has a lowest price promise on all of their long-term food storage and emergency supplies? This month, while supplies last, save over $250 on the year's supply of basics. A year's supply of food for only $769.99. Get 36% off the Mountain House Gourmet Entrees Combo, 52% off freeze-dried tomatoes, and 57% off freeze-dried shrimp. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Suicides in the military. I never finished my point when there was the Fort Hood shooting. last week until last night, all the flags were at half-mast. But when 22 veterans commit suicide every day, there's nobody putting flags at half-mast. And they've got at least seven of those are active duty. Of the 22 is the average. You can pull up the numbers. So seven people on average every day commit suicide or active duty. That's more than died at Fort Hood. Three people died that weren't the shooter. Again, the media tells you when to care. As Stalin said, one man dies is a tragedy. 10,000 dies is a statistic. I think I'm going to shoot a special video report on that for the nightly news tonight. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we're really excited about this new product that comes in a spray bottle, Lung Cleanse, and it's got just a whole bunch of organic special herbs in it that have just done phenomenal things for myself and people I know that have been having lung issues because of all the particula and the chemtrails and the allergies and all the rest of it. And it's certified to be completely organic, and it's got all these amazing essential oils in it. What you do is you spray three shots in the mouth, and then you breathe in. You spray it in the mouth, then you breathe in. You don't breathe in as you spray. And just phenomenal. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Try it. It's the latest in the family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Really is amazing what Mother Nature that God gave us is able to do. Then, of course, there's the fluoride shield that I take daily. There's the Super Male Vitality. And there is the number one product, the Survival Shield, that is the pure nascent iodine that's double the strength at half the cost of the leading competitor. And no one's got this iodine, ladies and gentlemen. It turns blue on paper, not black. And it's something that children obviously can take. Consult your physician, but it doesn't taste horrible like the regular iodine because it's not bound in with the alcohol. What it's done for my body across the board has just been phenomenal. And your purchase makes the broadcast possible. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, that's also good for women. And now the Lung Cleanse, as well as Silver Bullet, Super Colloidal Silver, the strongest we could get, the purest. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's go quickly to Lewis in New York. Thanks for holding. You're calling in about Obamacare as well. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones, I've been listening to you for about, like, 2 years, and what I've noticed consistently is that, like, a lot of the things you say, right, like, they come out in, like, Fox News, like, 6 to 8 months later because, like, last week, O'Reilly and Krauthammer basically just admitted that it doesn't really matter how many people sign up, that it's all meant to blow the system, to blow the engine out. That all of it is a ruse. Like,
which is a criminal conspiracy. And again, they say it publicly so people don't realize how criminal it is because they're worried they've done this, they might get caught. So they have Ezekiel Emanuel and others go, we plan to wreck the system. We're taking over. Like it's a good thing. I mean, isn't that diabolical?
Yes, yes. Can I make another point?
Yes, sir.
Related to Obamacare?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you saw how last week the CEO of Mozilla had to resign over some controversy that he donated a couple of $1,000s to some campaign against marriage equality or whatever, but it seems to be the norm that now if you don't support gay marriage, like, you're persecuted.
And see, that's my issue, is they're persecuting people, and it's like a cult. You've got to accept this or you're in trouble. And they shouldn't be making people resign because they're for marriage. Even if you disagree with marriage between a man and a woman, you should agree with people having their right. They're authoritarian. I'm glad you raised that. I've been meaning to cover that point. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.